This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to the final episode of News West for 2024. Yay, I finally fixed my studio microphone used to record News West. Wow, it's New Year's next week. I hope you all had an excellent Christmas on Wednesday and that Santa brought you lots of goodies. Now on with the show.
Foundations of amateur radio. In the analog world, you throw up an antenna, turn on your radio, tune to a station, and sound comes out. Aside from propagation restrictions, you don't particularly care when you do this. In contrast, if you fire up a whisper or weak signal propagation reporter, each transmission lasts 110.6 seconds, every 120 seconds, starting on the even minute. An FT8 signal takes 12.6 seconds within a 15-second window. In other words, to use whisper or FT8, you need to both transmit and receive at the right time for this to work. You don't need to go to modern modes to get the idea that time matters. Listening to any CW signal will give you an idea that time and timing is important. To give you a sense of what I mean, if you turn on your radio in the middle of a DAR, in the middle of a letter, you're likely to hear the wrong symbol, perhaps decoding the partial DAR as a DIT, and missing the first part, hearing a partial letter Q, da-da-dit-da, as a dit-dit-da, the letter U, and that is completely ignoring the interletter and interword spacing. The point being that time matters for radio signals. So, if we're going to build a system that can handle radio signals inside a computer, we'll need to deal with time. Decoding is one thing, but what if you want to compare two radio signals from two different antennas? You can build a direction-finding tool consisting of multiple antennas that can determine the direction of a signal by calculating the difference in time between when a signal arrived at one antenna and when it arrived at another. Of course, the distance between each antenna matters, so we'd need to deal with time in such a way that we can actually measure this. RF travels about 30 centimetres in a nanosecond. If that's not enough, what happens if you're digitizing an analog signal and sending it across the network to be processed? Not only do you need to track if information arrived at its destination or was lost in transit, if you're combining multiple signals, you'll also need to know when the information was captured. Which brings us to something entirely different, and perhaps surprising. If I say now, that moment is not the same for everybody on the planet. You might be listening to this on the train to work, your local repeater, on YouTube, or reading it on social media or in your email. Even me writing the word and reading it out loud are two different times. In other words, agreeing on time is not obvious. We could all look at the clock and share the information, but is that accurate enough? Do we tell each other how many seconds past midnight UTC? Or do we need to know half or tenths of seconds? To use Whisper and FT8, it's generally enough to use the NTP or Network Time Protocol. It can be as accurate as 1 millisecond, but is that enough? To give you a sense of how precise we might need to be, a HF signal takes about 66 milliseconds to travel halfway around the globe. A mobile phone tower signal travels 6 kilometres in about 0.02 milliseconds. So NTP isn't really precise enough for what we might need. If you've played with a GPS, you might know that you can use it to determine when now is. It's theoretically capable of a 14 nanosecond accuracy, but by the time you actually use it, it's more like 100 nanoseconds. There's a million nanoseconds in a millisecond and a billion nanoseconds in a second. If you were to store nanoseconds as a 64-bit unsigned number, you could count between now and just over 584 years from now. Something else to consider. If you had two analog-to-digital converters and you wanted to synchronize them, one nanosecond would allow you to get 2 1-gigahertz signals to start at the same time, providing that you knew what time it was to that level of accuracy. If you're keen, look up Maser. Before you point out that this means we'd be limited to anything below the 23 centimetre band at 1.2 gigahertz, I'd like to mention that this is about representing all of it, 0 hertz to 1 gigahertz, as one chunk of spectrum at the same time. In reality, you're much more likely to only want part of that, not to mention that we'd need to transport and process all that data as well. Which brings us to bandwidth considerations. But that's a conversation for another time. Credit to Nick, Victor Alpha 3, November, November Whiskey, Kent, Alpha Charlie 1, Hotel Juliet, Dave, Victor Kilo 6, Kilo Victor, and Randall, Victor Kilo 6, Whiskey Romeo, for their thoughts and explanations. Any mistakes are all mine, feel free to point them out. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot, Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kilohertz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group Pargfest is on Saturday, February 15th at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Make a note in your diary now. Saturday, February 15th, the doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course, bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the Parg Mega Raffle will be drawn with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You have got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the Parg secretary now before it is too late. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the Parg website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th.
Hi, I'm Bob VK6POP. I hope you've all had a very good Christmas and that you will have a very good and happy New Year. I guess there's not much club information around at this time of the year. Clubs would probably be in recess. I know the Hills Amateur Radio Group is in recess for a couple of weeks. It'll be reopening on Saturday, the 11th of January. That's their first session back. Other clubs, you'll have to consult with your club website or your club's email list. Just some repeated news. RASA's QTC magazine, which was published last month, has some very interesting information about 60 metres, the history of our attempts or Australian attempts to adopt 60 metres for amateurs. And we ask a few hard questions about what's the history of 60 metres for Australia. We've asked the hard questions and the hard answers are there. And you can make your mind up. And if you think you need to give anybody a G up to pull your finger out and get moving on 60 metres, if it's important to you, you know who to talk to. Apart from that, there's not much more to talk about. So again, Happy New Year to everybody. And I'll report back to you again. Hopefully I'll have some of my equipment. It's in a bag somewhere. So I'm just talking to the inbuilt microphone and a laptop in a room that echoes a bit. So if the audio sounds different, that's why. Anyway, signing off, I'm Bob VK6POP. Cheers.
Good morning all, this is Roy VK6XV with this week's helpline for the 29th of December. Last one for the year. Hope you had a very good Christmas and wishing you all a happy new year as well. Today I have the following items for you. I have for sale a Roger Williams Communication HF multi-tap vertical mobile antenna. Easy to say. And has taps for 3176, 5360, 5935 and 9965 kilohertz. But antenna length is 1.910 metres, 1910 millimetres. Asking $50 or nearest offer for that antenna. Also has a Terlin Outbacker multi-tap HF vertical mobile antenna complete with heavy-duty spring base, 3995, 4520, 5110, 5360, a multitude of others as well, 5 megs, 6 megs, 9 megs, 8 megs and 14 megahertz, asking $95 or nearest offer for that one. And there's also a Kodan type 7727 HF mobile transceiver complete with model 8422 selective call controller fitted with RFDS coils and crystals, asking $50 or nearest offer for that. Contact Tony, VK6ATI, Alpha Tango India, on landline number 089-528-6735. It's landline 89528-6735. Or you can call the mobile 0472-608-523. Again, 0472-608-523. That's Tony VK6 at Alpha Tango, India. If you'd like to know more about Dick Smith and his adventures, have a paperback issue here of his life, asking for $15 from John VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. And he also has, in my humble opinion, a guide to benefits and dangers of today's communication. Paperback book also, a paperback version. And there's also a Duratec Tango Sierra 1113 Pro Gas Soldering Kit, unopened, $98.95 was the original price, going for $80. Contact John VK6 Juliet Foxtrot on 0413 896 371. 0413 896 371. I better quit before my voice does. This is Roy. That's about all I've got for this week. I've got one more. One more from here. I've got from VK6 Papa Yankee November the following. I have a ATU homebrew ATU $50 or nearest offer. I also have a Fox Tango 209 Romeo Hotel handheld transceiver and manual $10. There's a low pass filter, $10 for that, 0 to 30 megahertz. You can contact David VK6 Papa Yankee November, and his phone number is 0450 031 452, 0450 031 452. That's all for this week, and thank you once again for your time and effort and listening, and wish you a happy new year. This is Roy VK6XV. My email address, VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. See you next week. Well, goodbye.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.